Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers. How are you today? Okay. Today, we are already in the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And our gospel today, the continuation of our gospel last Sunday. Do you still remember our gospel last Sunday? Regarding the multiplication of 5 loaves and 2 fish. After the miracle of Jesus, the multiplication of loaves, Jesus went up on the mountain in order to pray, to give thanks to the Father, because Jesus, he does not want to become a political king, but a spiritual king. We need to pray to God. And our gospel reading today, another miracle of Jesus, the walking on the water. And there are 3 important things in our gospel today. I would like to focus regarding the symbolism or the symbol of the apostles, the boat, the big waves, and the big storms in our gospel. First, the apostles. In our gospel today, the apostles represents the Christian community. Second, the boat in our gospel represents the church, wherein the apostles conduct their mission. Mission is going out of the comfort zone. Mission is traveling. Mission is crossing the borders. Mission is the work of the Holy Spirit. The boat represents the church. The church is not the building. The church is not the structure. But the church is the people of God. We are all the church. We are the members of the church. And the church, during the time of Christ, until now, experienced persecutions, oppositions, and apostasy. That's why we have a lot of saints until now, because of persecutions in the universal church. So, the boat represents the church. The wind or the big storms in our gospel represents evil, represents temptations. Temptation, my dear brothers and sisters, is not a sin. Temptation is a test for us. Temptation is not to make us bad, but to make us good. Temptation is not to weaken us, but to make us strong. That's the symbol of big waves, big storms in our gospel today. But sometimes, in times of trouble, challenges, struggles, difficulties in life, sometimes you are like Peter. We deny the existence of God. Sometimes you are like Peter, lack to recognize Christ in the midst of big waves and big storms in our life. According to Jerome Silak, and I quote, "The greatest miracle in life is not walking on water, but it is walking with love, peace, and happiness because you believe. We can't walk on water, only God, but we can walk with love, peace, and happiness because we believe in God.